There'll be no cargo loaded or unloaded from container ships at 29 West Coast ports this weekend. Again, it's the third partial shutdown in operations at these ports in a week. The closures are the result of a labor dispute between shipping lines and the union that represents 20,000 dock workers, and it has dragged on for 8 months now. President Obama has sent his labor secretary, Tom Perez, to California today to see if he could try to help settle the negotiations. NPR's Kirk Sigler reports from the nation's busiest port complex, Los Angeles and Long Beach.
Even before the labor dispute between the Pacific Maritime Association and the International Longshore and Warehouse Union, there was a major congestion crisis brewing at West Coast ports like this one. And the shutdowns this weekend are only making things worse.
I've just climbed up to the top of this bluff here, overlooking the massive port complex. I can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 huge container ships just idling. There's at least 6 more there on the horizon.
If you think about being on a tarmac for a couple of hours at an airport, some of these people have been waiting offshore for weeks to get in.
This is Philip Sandfield with the Port of Los Angeles. He's standing down on the docks inside the port, where things are eerily quiet. In front of us are 2 massive container ships. It looks like someone abandoned them in a hurry. The cranes towering above them are just hanging there, idle.
We need to get back on schedule, and we're hearing from customers throughout the country and beyond that it is affecting their businesses, so we need to get this cargo moving.
Even a partial shutdown of operations is a big deal here. At the combined ports of L.A. and Long Beach, about $1 billion in cargo comes through every day, most from Asia. Electronics, clothes, toys, car parts. And then there's the export side of things. And one industry especially caught in the middle of all this right now is agriculture. California's citrus industry is blaming the port shutdowns and congestion for a 25% drop in export business.
Season to date, it's estimated that this has impacted the California citrus industry by a reduction of about $500 million in export sales.
Dusty Ferentz is director of grower services at the industry trade group California Citrus Mutual. He says all this is coming at a really bad time because this is the industry's peak export season ahead of the Chinese New Year.
We're getting reports now that, not including trucking time, these containers are sitting on the docks for 10 days and in some cases longer.
Some industries are now turning to the air to ship freight. Some of Ferentz's growers are trucking cargo down to the port of Houston. But going the long way through the Panama Canal is expensive and not always practical. So mostly, they're just waiting and hoping things get resolved quick. The Pacific Maritime Association's president has warned of an all-out, quote, meltdown on West Coast ports if the union doesn't accept what he calls its generous contract offer. The union's president, Robert McElrath, had this response in a video to membership this week.
You know the truth. We want to go to work, and they're blaming us. There's space on the docks to unload vessels. There's cargo to be delivered, and we're here to do it.
For now, unless a deal is reached, the Pacific Maritime Association's enforced closure of most major operations up and down the West Coast is scheduled to last through the President's Day holiday. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Culver City, California.